Basi Lagani of Tu Bishvat, Tavshin Lametes, page Membeis in the booklets. Okay, yesterday we're learning that the Rebbe explains that this connection between the Gag and the Rizpah, between the ceiling and the floor, is a level of, same thing of Chelok Olokami Mal Mamish, which Mamish has two interpretations. One is, it's actually part of Hashem, and the second one, that it comes down all the way into Mamoshes, into something substantial. And he says, that's why the highest things, Dafka, come down in the lowest things, and therefore, when we're speaking about seeing, hearing, speech, and Reyach, he says that tapping, we don't find too much damage to tapping things in the Torah, because that is even a very lower, it's a much lower level than before. And he says, and therefore this inyan of Amud that connects roof to ceiling, Elukus to world, is also the concept of Emdim, Amadut Olehem Beisarasim, Dafka, in the time of problems, that's when Hashem is standing, meaning that's when there's firmness coming all the way down to the ground. Okay, now he says in Gimel, the bottom of Membeis, Yesh Lekashe Kol Anal, we can connect everything he mentioned earlier. You are Hashem who does wonders. Okay, this was in the Rebbe's capital of that year. So it says, "Hainu she'in yanayis yaisenayla de pella." The highest level of pella, the highest level of wonders, is oise pella, is connected to the level dafkim, the kosher dafkim, im'in yaisetachten. It's connected to the lowest of the lowest level, which is the level of asiya, which is the level of action, like it says, la'eisein neflois, that the neflois, the miracles and the wonders of wonders. No, like we learn Nifla. Niflois is higher than Nisim. Nisim are miracles. Niflois are wonders. And that's Alais in Niflois or Adain HaNiflois. Hainu Shemekashrim Esalinyan the Niflois. The Torah connects the level of Niflois in Adarga Adain, which the level of Adain, which is the level of a Lokus that comes down to the master of the world. Wonders are even in the realm of miracles, they're wondrous. That's why you say Nisim v'Neflois. It's not the repetition of the word. Nisim and miracles. Neflois, yeah. Adain atol chobri yesecha. Hari ateir odon. So the adjective, the description of Adain, shayik shemetzinu metziya shel evet. When there's an existence of an evet, of a world, shebin evroim go for that in world itself, in the world of humans, slavery, slaves at the lowest level. So where do you have the level of Niflois? In Adaina Niflois. What are Adaina Niflois? Means the wondrous levels that come all the way down to the level even of a slave, which is the lowest level coming all the way down there. Let's fix this a second. Okay, so he says, what's the connection to Hakel Eisefela, that the level of Pella is connected Dafka to the lower level of Asiya? The Inyan is as follows. Action, Asiya is the lowest of all worlds. Even in the world itself, there's thought, speech, and action. Of the three, action is the lowest. Rebbe explains in Shayichud V'amunah. In the way the Alter Rebbe explains the pasuk of Kulam b'Chachma Sisa, that you made everything with Chachma, meaning Chachma is the highest level, Asiya is the lowest level, and over there there's such a level of Alukus that Chachma and Asiya are both equal. Because people can only understand Hishtaushas Mimadregas HaChachma. World creatures, including Malachim, by the way, can only understand the level of Chochma down, which is the first of Asiya. Meaning, in the chain of the worlds, you start with Chochma, it's a connection, the chain, the link, all the way down to action. So what can Nevroim understand? Creations can only understand the level of Chochma, because that's in the realm of Asiya. Alpha became, nevertheless, Mekashim is in Yenoasiyah. So, Lechere, even though normally people can only reach the level of Chachma, but here we're saying they could reach the level of Pella. Pella is even higher than Chachma. It's wondrous, it's above nature. Like the Rebbe Rashab says in Ayin Beis, in the Pirush of the Kosef, Asisa Pella, Shechilek Shebein Pella La Aleph, Pella is the same letters as the word Aleph. Right? Pei Lamed Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. It's the same letters. So he explains, Shebechlolos, generally speaking, Shneyem Besfiras HaChochma. Aleph is Chochma, and Pella is Chochma. That's what he explains there. Which comes Alef Chabina. And therefore, Chochmah is called Aleph. And therefore, Chochmah is called Aleph. Okay? Because Aleph is the first thing, and it's connected to the level of Chochmah, which is the first level. But when you switch the letters around, Shemed al Shina b'sfiras haChochmah, that shows, in other words, like this, Aleph is Chochmah, Alef Chochmah, Aleph means to teach. Okay, like the kids saying the Bar Mitzvah, Aleph Chochma, Aleph Chabina. So Aleph is a level of Chochma. When you switch around the letters, that means you're switching around the level of Chochma. When you switch around Chochma, it becomes the level of Pella. One second. Azar Chochma, Yibachin is Pella. Let me just say one second. Klol Asachiluku, what's the difference between Aleph and Pella? If both are Chochma, that's what he said. The Rebbe Rashab explained, Aleph is Chochma and Pella is Chochma. What's the difference? Sha'alef koyal sfiras ha'chochma kvishi b'mkeima. Aleph represents the level of chochma, the way chochma is in its place in ishtalshlus. Asher ime yesib madrega nailus. Even though it's the highest of the levels. Asher menanimshe, that is, that's the source of bina, ain't that b'dema madrega's chochma, the way it's elevated in the level of kesir, to pnimius ha'kesir. Then it becomes pella. What? No, it means you're teaching of Chochmah, you're teaching of Bina. Aleph means to teach.
So, Aleph is Chochmah because it's the first, then why is Aleph also Bina, which is the second?
No, it's the way Chochmah comes into Bina, he says. The way Chochmah comes into Bina, so it's Aleph Chabina. But the way Aleph becomes Pella, Pella is wondrous, it means above world. That's the level of Kesed. So the way Chochmah is by itself, then it's a level of Aleph. The way Chochmah is rooted in Keser, so then it becomes a level of Pella. Then he says, then Mishtana Tiv Nikab Tchim Pella, and that's the Chiddush of Eise Pella, meaning Shemekash and Inyan Asiya. This is what what's the Rebbe explaining the whole time in the Maimed? Whether it's Amid, Amudim, Mamish, Mamish, you know, he's explaining when the highest levels come down, what comes down? The highest of the high. That's what comes down. So he says like this, the same thing is Ata Akel Aisafela or Adonai Neflois or Olin. Pella, so he says like this, Chochma is the first of the levels and Chochma comes down to Asiya. Kulim b'Chochma Asisa. Right? The lowest level is also connected to Chochma. But he says when you switch around the letters of Aleph and you make it into Pella, which represents the Pnimius HaKesser, the highest level of Kesser. So then what happens? That level comes all the way down. Not only are we connected to the level of Chochmah, but Asiya, you even get the level of Pella, which is the level of Chochmah. Like you said before, higher than Chochmah also comes down. When it comes down into the level of Pella, into Asiya. And he says,
that's the Madriga of the Shantarashem.
That's the madrega you get when you do mitzvahs and the amudim. That was what didn't happen in the Mishkan. That's all the things. And or chelak alakami mal mamish. The level of
we bring these levels of
we bring these levels down. Yeah, because we learned already many times. Just think about it. Hishtauchis is the normal routine, right? In normal routine, kesed doesn't come down as it is. Right? It goes through the channels. A yid does a mitzvah.
That's my normal routine. That's tikkun.
It's tikkun as far as normal way of doing things in time and place. But when a yid does a mitzvah, what they're bringing down is a higher level of form of Kedusha. And therefore, like we learned many times, Yishem Yichud Kutcher Beruch Shchinte, in order to unite Zoh, Kodesh Baruch and Malchus, Zoh and Kutcher Beruch and Shchinte, which is Zoh and Malchus, in order to unite two opposites, you have to tap into a level above both. So what happens when he does a mitzvah? Normally, it's separated things. Zoh, and then Zoh comes into Malchus without any Yichud. It doesn't, so to speak, procreate more revelations of Elokus. When a Yid does a mitzvah, they cause the unity of Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shechinte, which taps into a level of Pella, of Keser, and that's the level that comes down into the world. So when a Yid does a mitzvah, it's all tikkun. It's all time and place. Yeah, you put on tefillin, organize tefillin in time and place. It's not chaos. It's tikkun. But in this level of tikkun, what are we bringing down? Bring down the level of Pella. The same thing when you eat food. Yeah, how do we sustain from it? Because we're revealing the poor source of Teo in it. That's what happens when you do these things.
How come there's no fireworks?
Huh?
How come there's no fireworks?
The fireworks is when Mashiach comes. Now we're doing it. The fireworks are in the...
But it is Pella. It's like a miracle that's happening.
It's above miracles.
It's above.
But when it's higher, because it's higher, it can come down.
Correct. But who drags that down?
Us.
We do.
But then also the opposite, lower.
Correct. Correct. When we go down, really down.
So the middle always stays pretty much in the... That's why it's in the middle.
That's why it's in the middle. Okay, that's the whole inyan of connecting the ceiling with the floor. It's similar to the level of Omid and Amida, the Iskachar Mamish, that it becomes one. But that is Dafka through the level of Amida. Okay, so now the Rebbe continues, and that's also what's connected in the same capital. Yeah, go out to Bizrei Amecho, you redeem with your outstretched arm. You redeem your nation. In order for there to be the Geulam, Zorlius in Yino Amida has to be the level of Mida, of standing. Like it says, Maratolahem Beisarosam, Shaz Nigbareshil Maila Yasin. Then it has to be Amida. What's the level of Amida, like we learned? Not like sitting where the head comes down, but Amida where the head is on top. Look, my shin and spoiler, like he explained before. And the first Maimon the Rebbe was explaining, when he was saying we find by Hashem sitting and standing, so he said, where do we find examples of Hashem sitting? Hashem sitting and judging the world. And then it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv V'Eisik B'Torah. In the first 3 hours of the day, Hashem is sitting and learning Torah. That's what the Gemara says. So he explained before, Yeshiv is the Eibishter lower. Amida, when you say Hashem stands, it's Hashem on a higher level, right? The head is higher than the body. So when it comes to learning Torah, the Gemara uses the expression Hashem sits. And when it comes Amada to Lehem Beisaras, when the Yidin have problems, then Hashem's in the level of Amida, which is even greater than the level of Hashem sitting and learning Torah.
When he sits,
is
Din.
Huh? No, it could be both things. He judges. No, it's both. Because then, when Hashem is sitting learning Torah, that's only the level of Chochma. Not the level of Pella, but the level of Aleph, Kvishi Ba'ef, and Aleph Cha Aleph, yet Vilo Inyan Amida. But when it comes to standing, Ma'ala Mizel B'chinas Pella is a wondrous level. The way Chochma becomes elevated. The way Chochma becomes connected to Atik. So what's he saying? The level of Amida by Hashem, Amadot Olam Beisarosam, is even a higher level than HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev V'Yisik B'Torah, because that's the level of Chochma in Ishtalshulus. Right? But the level of Tzarasam, when it needs to come down lower, then Hashem is in the level of Amida, which is much greater than the level of Yeshiva. And not only that, but the Amida. which is the level of Pella. That's the way Chochma is Mis'al or Mis'achedes. The way Chochma becomes elevated with Pnimius Atik. With the deeper level of Atik, the higher level of Kesen, Ukfi Sharosh, Huba Madrega Yosin Nailis, not only the head, is the head as the head, but the way the head becomes elevated, that in the head, in the level of Chochma, they feel Kesen, Pnimius Atik. That level nimshech ad raglayim comes all the way down to the foot, to the feet, even to the level of the heel of the foot, which is standing on the floor, and therefore valyodei emet eregel, and through the heel the foot stands. In other words, what did I explain over here? The whole basilgani is speaking about bringing the Shekhinah down. Yeah? Where was the Shekhinah down? In the Mishkan. That's why the Mishkan was Keresh and Sheker and Shittim, Shtus to Shtus, right? Transforming the Shtus of Kedush. Now, Shtus of Kedush is also above normal. In the world, Chochmah is a level. When you go higher than... Put it down, please. When you put it higher... That's the level of Shtus of Kedusha. He said, that's what happens when mitzvahs are called Amudim. Tarach Amud Yod. Why are mitzvahs called the 620 pillars of light? Because an Amud connects the floor with the ceiling, in a way of Amida. Aimdim it has to be. Which means, not like the Elukus comes down, not like Chochmah comes down in the level of Chochmah, but the way Chochmah is in the level of Amida. So basically what happens when a Yid does Torah mitzvahs and creates its Mishkan for Hashem, what we're doing is bringing down the level of Pnimius HaKesed all the way down to the lowest of the low.
We're doing better than that?
Better than that?
We're doing Atzmas, Echad.
That's Pnimius HaKesed, is the level of Pnimius HaKesed. Yeah, that's the same thing.
Because it's Shtus, because it doesn't make sense to us?
What?
We call it Shtus.
Because it's higher than normalcy. It's higher than normalcy.
When it's stupid because it doesn't make sense to us?
Yeah. Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense, it doesn't...
If it doesn't make sense, it's higher than normalcy.
Makes dollars instead of cents.
Isn't it higher than normalcy?
Yeah. Shtus of evil has to be transformed to Shtus of Kedusha. Shtus of Kedusha means not normal level of Yiddishkeit. Like we said many times, going into the street and asking somebody to put on tefillin is not normal. It never was done in Jewish history. Right? Nobody went out in the streets putting on tefillin with people.
Back then, didn't need it.
So over there, because the world wasn't so Shtus of evil, you didn't need Shtus of Kedusha because it was normal. The ultimate goal is to be normal, Derech HaMitzua, to be a normal Jew. Extremes are not good.
Right?
But because, huh?
The middle.
But because the world is so Shtus to the left, you have to Shtus it to the right. When you Shtus it to the right, then you bring down a greater level of Kedusha.
Can you give more examples of putting tefillin on the street?
All aspects of Yiddishkeit, the way things are, all aspects of mitzvahs are not done the way they normally would be.
Because that's more shaykh to a shliach or a bacher.
No, putting a tefillin on anybody is anybody.
Okay, no, I do that too.
Okay, so I mean, what's the...
Something else. Anything else?
Of Shtus Kedusha?
Yeah.
Learning the amount of time which is not normal for a person to learn. Giving more tzedakah than the person would normally give. That's all Shtus of Kedusha.
Going to
sleep? Okay. Not only that, but through the heel. Not only is he standing on the floor, but the whole height of the person. Which the person is called Adam down here, which is called Adam Hashem Adam Elyon, like the Shulchan Kodesh writes. Adam Elyon, that's why we're called Adam. He's then moving. Shekeinu gam benegel amidus Adam Elyon. The same thing is applies the way it is by Hashem, Adam Elyon standing. What does it mean standing? Like it says in Yaakov Avinu's dream, Hine Avaya Nitzav, all of Hashem is standing. But Chassidus explained, Nitzav is Nitzav, the Alter Rebbe says, Atam Nitzav Mayim, is not only standing, but it's a firm standing. V'am do Raglav. It's a Vamdu Raglov. Where on Hara Zaysim, remember because he said Zaysim, you have to squeeze the oil, the olive, to get the oil. The olive itself makes you forget your learning, the oil makes you come back. Hainu Shemya, me does Adam Elyon. Who Al Avidosis shall ish Yisrael Bahara Zaysim is the level high of Amdu Raglav Al Harazesim, meaning this level of Hashem that's going to be standing in Harazesim or Mashiach, whatever it is, represents higher than Harazesim. Mem Dalit. Hukamesha Kazila Shiyashna Inyan Azayas. There's a level of an Aleph which is not good. What's the level of Aleph that's not good? Shinishtakh Talmudishal Ayin Shana, which is the level of Bina. That you forget 70 years of learning if you eat too many olives. But when you press the olive and you bring it down, nasa shemen, zayis becomes oil, that returns the learning of 70 years. That's the concept of transforming darkness to light, and bitterness to sweetness. How do you transform bitterness to sweetness? If bitterness is bitterness and sweetness is sweetness, how in the world do you make
with a date?
With a date, yeah. So it says, how do you do that? By tapping into a level above both. And that level you're bringing down all the way. So therefore, what are you bringing down? Putting in sakasa, the essence of Hashem. And therefore, day is not day, light, night is not light, and all that.
But is it true that actually olive makes you forget?
If the Torah says it, is it true? You don't know if it's true. One of the fundamentals of Judaism is if the Torah says it, it's true.
No. I'm saying, is it
Torah says
actually that
olives? The Gemara says.
If you eat olives,
you eat a lot of them, and you're always eating olives. You know what? First off, you're not 70. You don't have 70 years of learning to forget. So don't worry about it. And secondly, if you learn a commandment is out, Zidainis Nasali Kazakhis that Avedis become mitzvahs. These are two all opposites, extreme opposites, that yet we are being mamshich that level, because we're mamshich a level where all these things are equals. Light, dark, in the Shama, I mean everything. Rabba Efen, to the extent, Shareg of Rosh Nasim Ke'ech Mamish. Like a chokhmah sisa, chokhmah nasiya, the same thing. Head and heels are the same thing. So that's the avoid of the yidden.
What? The reason he's saying that standing on top of harizisi is just to bring out this idea of olives, or is there another idea of standing?
No, he says what it means is that Adam Elyon is al avidas rishishi sobin in harizisim. Okay. Is that even higher than the Aveda of the Yid? Meaning, a level of Elokus which is higher than our Aveda reaching, that level comes down. That level comes down when we do a mitzvah. That's where we're being mamshir, that level of Elokus. Val Pizeh, Yuvin Gam Klolis, Inyan Matan Teda. At the beginning of the Maimon, the Rebbe asked the question, why was the whole commotion of Matan Teda? It's pretty simple stuff. Don't kill, it's all simple stuff. He says, "Shaya be'ef and har sinei oshin kulei," and it was kelus and lapidim, thunder, and the torches and the voices and everything. Nisim va'esis and meisim binyanim gashmi shebetachta shebeilim azem. Yeah, b'cha, where were all those wondrous things going on Matan Teda? Not in heaven, down here. V'chein klolus atedim mitzis nit nu davka beilim azat tachten shein tachten lamata himenu. And where Bechlau was Teda given, Leiba Shemaimi, Teda is not in the heavens. In the way of Ayered Avay Al Har Sinai, V'ayinu Shakarish Baruch Leig Bias Har Sinai L'may, like you said before in the Maimon, Hashem could have picked up Har Sinai to the heaven. He kept Har Sinai down here. Right? And then he brought down this level of Elokus, El Yored Avay Al-Avay L'mata Davka. And not only that, where did he come down? In a desert. which is all daimim. Nothing grows in the desert. There's not even Tzemeach. Right? When Hashem came down in Har Sinai, it's in Midbar Sinai.
We have hope.
There's hope for everybody. Okay? And even Tzmich, even things that do grow in the desert, it's mi betzimshim b'shabetzimtzum. It's limited of limitations. Sheyesh b'rachayis muet tadarish latzmich sne. Like he says, I mean, a bush in the desert also has to grow, but it's very minimal koyach. You don't need water to make it grow. It's very, very limited. Ve'ilu rube derube. And yet, most of the place where Torah was given was Mokim Midbar. V'tama dovar. Why didn't Hashem elevate Har Sinai? Pick up Har Sinai. Why did he dafka give it in the Midbar? Okay, so there's a lot of reasons. It says in the Medrash, the Torah is free for all, like a Midbar, you know, whatever. V'shachlol is inyan of Matan Torah. So Chassidus explained, because the general inyan of Matan Torah, ikadesh ti avidosim shal Yisrael, that the Aved of the Eden should be be'efen shel amudim, in a way of connecting highest to lowest. So what did Hashem want to do? Come down from the highest level, aneichi, misha aneichi, I am who I am, or I is who I is, to come down where? Into a midbar. The lowest in Elam Hazeh is the lowest place of the midbar. L'cha be'segag v'ritzpah, li'ez ke'ech mamish, to become mamish one. To connect to make dira b'tachteinim, like it says the Amdu Raglav. Sharegol nita ba'aret dafka on the earth. By the way, like we learned, that was the level of Yaakov's dreams. Yaakov's dream was Sula Mutzav Arza Reisha Megashemayim Vine Avay Nitzav Olav. Nitzav, again, like he quoted, where was Hashem standing? On top of the ladder. That means the ladder itself already connects heaven and earth. Right? And then we said the Friedrich Rebbe says, Hashemayim is higher than Shemayim, and Arza is lower than Eretz. So it went from the super high level, Shemayma, Sulamutz of Arza, all the way down. And what's happened? Havaya Nitzav Olav, where's that level coming? All the way down. The highest level, all the way down. This is basically the theme of all these, my mom, what the Rebbe is explaining, a Perek test this year, is the highest levels coming down all the way to the lowest.
The heel of the heel.
The heel of the heel. Ikvis of the ikvis, it says. To the extent, Vaydeis and Asami, the Klolos HaKemakula. And he said like this, when it comes down to the lowest, the Rebbe was saying many times in the, so far, when you stand on the foot, and when you stand on the floor, so the whole body stands. What makes the head stand firmly? It's the foot. So when we bring down Alokus into the foot, that gives strength to the height, to the head, also that it stands firmly. Without the feet, it can't stand firmly. So therefore, Hashem has to come all the way down to the feet, and that's the mile of the foot. The foot picks up the head. If the head wants to jump up, right, or go up, who does it? The foot does it. Okay.
Yeah.